So the oldest person known living in Oklahoma is Fanny Jones, 110 years old, and the oldest known male in Oklahoma, Albert Lum, 105 years old. So, Herb, what are your thoughts about challenging those ages?
I don't know about challenging, but I have no intention of throwing the towel in, John. I'm going to keep right on going. And my wife says, you know, you met her and she asked you as a walker. She said, you got to keep healthy and keep going, take care of me. And so I have no intention. I'm just going to keep on doing what I've been doing. And so I don't know what lies ahead for me. I feel okay. I feel fine. I'm still mobile enough to get around and in our own home and know where everything is. And I can pretty much take care of everything myself. Sometimes I have to call my oldest son who lives in Tulsa and have him come over by and do something for me that I can't do anymore. I don't do ladders. There's things that I can't do because my fingers are not nimble anymore. I don't have much. I can't even button my cuff on this side, but I can do these. I can do this one. Yeah. I'm limited to some degree, but I'm not handicapped. I'm okay.
Well, you are not for sure. You know, many of us wonder if we would like to live to be 100, and I can tell you, we would if we can be like you. You are setting a great example.
Well, thank you, John. That's very kind.
Well, I just want you to know how much I've enjoyed talking with you and how much respect I have for you to be able to talk to you at 100, to be as clear-headed as you are. You're very articulate. But to have you and add this to us is a great honor to list you, and so that many people listening to you will say, I need to learn something from him. This website is used a lot by students and educators and all. And when I put this up there, learn from a centenarian. What can you learn? They're going to learn from you, Herman.
Thank you, sir.
You're certainly welcome. So thank you. I enjoyed this very much.
Thank you, John. You've been very kind, and I appreciate you. And I listened to you for years on KRMG.
Yep.
I knew you were from North Dakota.
Yes.
And you come down to Tulsa.
Yes.
And we still get to keep you here in Tulsa. Have you enjoyed living in Oklahoma?
Oh, yes. This is you talk about God and directing your life. I was directed here. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is home, and I feel very fortunate. We both feel fortunate, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Herb.
You bet.